wanted to talk about today whether one is allowed to brush their teeth or use mouthwash on a fast day. On regular days, it's encouraged. The question is, what about on a fast day? So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph tells us, "Boy minei Hashian Tana Devei Rabbi Yami Merabbi Yami Hashori B'Tahanis Ma'u Shayitom." Can a person taste something on a fast day? Meaning to taste and then spit out, not to actually swallow the food. The Gemara says, "Achil v'shtiya kabel le'va'aleka." Do we assume that a person only was makabel not to eat and he's not eating? Odil mahana kabel le'va'ika, or maybe a person was even makabel not to get any hana on a fast day, and there is some level of hana when a person tastes something. So Amalei toim vein b'klach klum. He's allowed to taste something, and you don't have to worry about it. The Gemara tells us, "Tanya nami hachi." The Brisa tells the same thing, that matemes eina tuuna bracha v'ashori. The Gemara assumes that the two things are related, that anything that would not require a bracha, you're allowed to do on a fast day. Anything that would not require a bracha, you're allowed to do on a fast day. So since you would not require a bracha for just ti'ima, that you're going to spit out, so therefore you're allowed to be to'im something on a fast day and then spit it out. The Trumas Hadeshin in the Tshuva in Siman Kuf Nun Ches was asked, "Mi shadarko li olam lirchot as piv b'shachris." If a person typically rinses his mouth out in the morning, shari nami l'mevarach b'yom taniso olav, is he also allowed to rinse his mouth out on a fast day, or is rinsing a mouth out on a fast day considered to be something that would be usher? So he says, yirad de b'tainis tzibur lo kasha l'mevarach b'yom taniso, that on a tainis tzibur it's not appropriate to rinse one's mouth out, but b'tainis yachid it's going to be mutter. If it's not, doesn't have the chomer of a tainis tzibur, if it's something that's only a tainis yachid, then it's going to be mutter. So the tour in Simon Tovkov Samach Zayin writes that while someone who's fasting is allowed to be toeim up until a revius of food and then spit it out, but Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are going to be Aser. And then he goes on to say, but if you want to chew on cinnamon sticks or something that's like wood that may have a little bit of flavor, that's going to be mutter to do. So Beis Yosef just has a discussion what the status of, let's say, Shiva Aser B'Tamuz or other minor fast days outside of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are. Does it have a din of a tainis tzibur b'zman hazeh? You see, when the Gemara in Tainis refers to a tainis tzibur, it talks about days that have all of the chumros of Tisha B'Av, meaning they start the night before and you're not allowed to bathe, and it has all of those chumras. So do we assume that because the fast days like Shiva Aser B'Tamuz are all mentioned in the Navi, they therefore do have a status of Tainis Tzibur, even though we don't observe all the chumras of Tainis Tzibur? Or do we assume that no, they have a din of a Tainis Yachid, because it's treated in many ways like a Tainis Yachid? So that's a discussion in the Beis Yosef, and it would seem to be a big nafkamina in terms of washing out your mouth, because the Truma Sedeshin says you're allowed to wash out your mouth on a Tainis Yachid, but not on a Tainis Tzibur. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tovkov Samach Zayin in Sif Aleph, he says that if you're fasting, you could be toim kedei revius as long as you spit it out. If you put food in your mouth up until revius, let's say you're cooking for after the fast, you're allowed to taste up until revius as long as you spit it out. But in Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, that's asur. And then the Ramah says, but our minig is that we're machmir in every tainus, that we don't even put in less than revius of food in our mouth, even if we just want to taste and to see if the food tastes good. We cannot do that. We are no egg on all fast days not to do that. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, and see if Gimel, Misha Darko Lirchutz Piv Bishachris, if someone typically washes their mouth out in the morning, Betainis Tzibur, Lo Kasha L'mevad Hachi. Person should not do this on a Tainis Tzibur, but a Tainis Yachid is mutter as long as he spits out whatever he's taking in his mouth to rinse out. Vafilu Yesh B'mayim Sharoche Tziosir Mirevius. Even if there's more than a revius of water, as long as he spits it out, and the Tainis Yachid would be mutter. And the Mishnah Brura on the spot says the Tainis Tzibur. And it says Lo Kasher. He says, what is the definition of a Tainis Tzibur? Hainu b'Tanesim Aksuvin. Those are all the Tanesim, all the different fast days that are actually mentioned in the Navi, which would include L'chora Shiva Aser B'Tamuz, and therefore it says Lo Kasher L'mevarach. It's not appropriate for one to wash one's mouth out on a Tainis Tzibur. So it looks very bleak when we stop at this point, that it seems that on a Tainis Tzibur, which Shiva Aser B'Tamuz would have the status of, one is not even allowed to do so much as rinse his mouth out let alone put things into his mouth and like mouthwash or toothpaste. But then the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nir Aleph adds the following. He says, "Ubemakom tsar yesh lahati rechitzas peh b'mayim b'chol tainis tzibur." If there's tsar, then a person is allowed to rinse his mouth out with water on every tainis tzibur. Rak sheizar biyose lichva rosho piv lamata. Just be very careful to lean forward so that the water doesn't get into your throat, that the water doesn't go down, that you shouldn't be eating anything. And he says, and even on Tisha B'Av we could be makel with this, so long as there is tsar gadol. So by Yom Kippur, even tsar gadol, we wouldn't do it. So the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it is that there's a hierarchy of fasts. Yom Kippur, no matter what, one does not rinse his mouth out. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, one may rinse his mouth out only if he's bitsar gadol. When it comes to every other fast, you can rinse your mouth out even if you're just bitsar, even if it's not bitsar gadol. Now, the assumption is, Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Nir Beis, that this whole discussion is rinsing your mouth out with water. But when it comes to other drinks that are more nourishing, then we would not be so makel to rinse one's mouth out. However, when you have something that's not roi l'shtia at all, you have something that you would never ever drink, so then we'd be even more lenient and we would say that one is certainly, even without great tsar on Tisha B'Av, even without tsar during the rest of the fast, one would be allowed to rinse the mouth out if it's something that's not edible. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Tavkov Samach Zayin Sif Gimel that someone who washes his mouth out normally on a typical morning, he shouldn't do it because he has to be concerned he might swallow it. But then he writes, "V'yira'a leads dizeu k'shamachnas hamayim ba'omek lepiv." What's this whole issue of rinsing out? He says, it's not about rinsing your mouth. It's about gargling. If you're going to put it all the way down your throat and then try to bring it back, that's where there's any concern. But if you're just rinsing your mouth out, then there would be no concern at all. It's just your mouth. It's just the front. So that's totally fine. And you don't even need tsar. That would be totally fine. He says it would be mutter to do so, to clean off one's mouth, clean out one's mouth, or clean off your teeth in that way. So what it boils down to, when it comes to brushing teeth, the Minchas Yitzchak discusses in the Tshuva, in Chelek Dal Siman Kuf Tes, and the Minchas Yitzchak makes the assumption that brushing teeth would have the same status as rinsing with water. In which case, the halacha would be that one is only allowed to brush their teeth on a regular fast day if there is tsar, which I think we would generally assume. Someone wakes up with morning breath and doesn't. If we brush our teeth every single day, and it's very uncomfortable for a person to walk around the whole day without having brushed their teeth. So you can understand that would probably meet the threshold of tsar. May not meet tsar gadol, but it would at least meet the threshold of tsar. And therefore, if you assume that brushing teeth is the same as water, so one bimakum tsar would be allowed to brush their teeth on a fast day, and would be allowed to wash out their mouth with water afterwards to wash out the toothpaste, because that also would probably be some level of tsar. One could make the argument, theoretically, that brushing teeth is not like water, that brushing teeth is like sharmashkim, which is even stronger than water, and therefore would not be allowed on any fast day. One could have made such an argument. You could hear that possibility, since water doesn't really have any flavor, but toothpaste, mouthwash, these kinds of things have a very pleasant flavor. But certainly, we mentioned before, something that is not water, that one could also make the argument in the other direction, that water is something that you would drink, and therefore the whole concern that you might drink a little bit, you might swallow a little bit, is a more legitimate concern when it comes to water, because it's something that a person would drink. Mouthwash typically is something a person would never drink. Toothpaste is something a person does not eat. It is not a food, and therefore one could make a very convincing argument that brushing teeth and using mouthwash on a fast day would have the same status of using something that's totally inedible, and would therefore be completely mutter on a fast day. After all, remember the Gemara, when it spoke about ti'ima, associated ti'ima on a fast day with making a bracha. So it sounds that when you're dealing with something that you wouldn't make a bracha on, because it's simply not a food, so then maybe one could be more makel. In fact, the Debrezina Rav in the Tshuva, in Chelech Ches of Be'er Moshe, in Simon Sadi Dalid, says that you should take, he always recommends that people should use Listerine. Now it's important to realize, the word Listerine has a different connotation to the Debrezina Rav than it has to us. Because Debrezina Rav, I believe, died in like the 1980s or early 90s or something. When I was a kid growing up, Listerine, there was no Cool Mint Listerine and Listerine strips. Listerine was nasty. It was something that was like the most awful thing you could possibly put in your mouth, but it really killed every bacteria and germ in your mouth. But you would never, ever want to even swallow a tiny drop of it. So Debrezina Rav says, so use Listerine, because not only would it not be something you would want to drink, but it's mamish sakana. If even a drop goes down your throat, it's a big sakana, whatever. So he says so you could be making something like that. But again, one could make a very convincing argument that if you hold a toothpaste and mouthwash, let's say, doesn't require hashgacha because it's not a food, and you hold it doesn't require a bracha because it's not a food, so l'chora, one could argue that putting it in your mouth would not be a violation of putting water or any type of food in your mouth on a fast day. And this is how Rav Schechter holds with the Listerine strips. He holds that it has the same din of mouthwash, and that mouthwash has a din of not being a food, and that's why it doesn't require hashgacha, and that's why you don't have to say a bracha or anything of that nature. Rav Belsky, the other posik in the OU, strongly disagrees with Rav Schechter on this point. He thinks all toothpastes need hashgacha, all mouthwashes need hashgacha, because they all have a pleasant flavor, and if it has a pleasant flavor, then it has a din of a food. Rav Asher Weiss holds, certainly by the Listerine strips, that one would require a bracha, and that it would have to be certainly have to be kosher, because it would have a din of a food since it has a pleasant flavor. So you could see the two sides of this issue. So if you personally are not makbid to make sure that your toothpaste has a hashkacha, that your mouthwash has a hashkacha, so pashtus is you're allowed to use your toothpaste and mouthwash on a fast day.